The Interesting Conversations with Interesting People podcast series with author Nigel Beckles.
Welcome to the podcast.
Please like the podcast and subscribe to this channel. Thank you. The very best way to promote your podcasts. PodPage makes it easy to create a podcast website with just a few clicks. Every page is optimized to be found on Google and it stays up to date forever. For more information, visit podpage.com, the future of podcast promotion.
Have you experienced several failed relationships or been through a divorce? How can you avoid making the same mistakes again? How to avoid making the big relationship mistakes is out now.
Hi, my name is Nigel Beckles. My book is packed with practical and common sense strategies that you can use to make better relationship choices.
Now you can discover the dangerous myths about love. If your relationship expectations are realistic, why you could be falling in love for all the wrong reasons.
How to avoid making the big relationship mistakes. It's a book that could change your life.
Available from amazon.co.uk. Kindle version also available.
Author Queen P. When the Mood is Right, A Poetry Journey, Mood Swings, and When the Mood is Right, A Rebirth. Books available on Amazon and all good bookstores.
Hi, I'm Queen P. Please join me by tuning into my poetry podcast, The Royal Affair, on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, Google, and all other similar platforms. You can also listen to the podcast on the Helium Radio Network on Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
You have entered into the royal affair.
Get ready for takeoff.
Welcome back to my Interesting Conversations with Interesting People podcast series. My guest for this episode is a former director of engineering at the company Digital Ocean USA with over 20 years experience in the tech industry. She is now an executive coach for women in tech leadership. Limor Bergman-Gross. Hi, Limor. Welcome to my podcast series. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Nigel?
I'm very well, thank you. So where do you live at the moment?
I live in Israel. That's my home country.
So you're interested or involved in the tech industry. When did you become interested in that field of work?
I think it started in high school. I was good at STEM, studied math, physics, chemistry, took a stint at programming, realized it will probably be a good profession. That's how it started.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because would I assume or presume that the tech industry is dominated by men?
Yes, that's correct.
And why do you think that is?
Great question. I'm not sure I have the answer to, but probably a lot of that different biases that people have, or maybe, you know, it starts with, some say it started at the middle school age where girls perceive themselves as less good at, you know, exact science or STEM-related fields, and they maybe don't try, maybe give up too soon.
So I understand you're the former director of an engineering company called Digital Ocean. What did that involve?
It involved being responsible for a product line, for the compute product line, managing an engineering organization, growing that organization from the beginning, it was 6 people, to when I left, it was around 45.
And was it a successful company?
Yes, it still is.
So why did you leave and become an executive coach for women in tech leadership?
Yes, it's a great question. I think there are multiple answers to that. I felt after many years in tech that I needed a change. I needed to make an impact. I noticed the passion that I have for women. As a manager, I wanted to hire more women to my team. I wanted to help women grow. I was involved in company ERGs, and I started mentoring in 2017, and I saw the impact I had on those women. That kind of led me to thinking that maybe that's what I should be focusing on. And when we decided, we used to live in the US, and when we decided to go back to Israel, it was also a good timing for me to make a change.
So what does your coaching work actually involve? I mean, what are your objectives?
My objectives are to help more women get to executive roles. And I work not just with women, I work also with men. And mainly those are leaders in tech roles. Can vary, can be engineering, operations, product, marketing, UI, UX, different roles. And I'm helping them believe in themselves, see more possibilities, and get to the next level, whatever that next level is for them. Sometimes it's identifying what is the next level for them.
Well, I understand you also have a podcast. So what's your podcast called and what type of topics do you cover?
My podcast is called From a Woman to a Leader. And it's a podcast when I interview different women. And the goal is basically to empower women to achieve more. Think about it like coaching for the masses, trying to bring the voices of different women in tech and in leadership, provide tips on different topics. Usually the topics that we cover are related to challenges that women, not only women, but mainly women face. It could be imposter syndrome, but it could be also other topics like goal setting, how to get to executive roles, really depended on the guest and what they want to talk about and what they feel like they can bring value to the audience.
You've mentioned the term executive role a couple of times. What exactly does executive role mean?
It means leading an organization. Depending on the company, it can be from several tenths of people, from to hundreds and thousands. But basically doing a role that is strategic, that has an impact. Being a role model for other women, knowing that if you made it, they can make it also for themselves.
So Limor, what other interests do you have?
What other interests? First of all, I'm very, very busy with my family. I have 4 children. I'm married, and now we are renovating an apartment and moving to it soon. But when I'm not so busy with the moving apartments, I like exercising. I go to the gym, try to do it on a daily basis. I started running several years ago, and I enjoy that a lot. I like reading. That's pretty much it, I would say.
Well, your life sounds pretty full. So, Limor, yeah. How can people contact you?
People can reach out to me mainly on LinkedIn. I would say that's the best way to reach out. They can also go to my website, but LinkedIn, I think, provides them with maybe a better view of who I am.
Limor in Israel, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Nigel.
Please join me, Interesting Conversations with Interesting People, featuring interviews with award-winning authors, relationship and life coaches, therapists, and a wide variety of people with intriguing stories to share. Interesting Conversations with Interesting People.
Please follow author Nigel Beckel's podcasts on Amazon Audible, Spotify, and all major podcasting platforms. Thanks.